This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Finn.
And I'm Neil. Hello.
Today, we're talking about one of the latest forms of transport on two wheels.
Yes, we're not talking about bicycles here.
No, we are talking about a self-balancing transport device. What a complicated name. Now, a device is an object which has been created for a particular purpose. But yes, you need to balance on this device, which means you need to stand on it and not fall over.
Well, this device has other names as well. It's called a rideable, because you ride on it like you ride on a bicycle. Or you can call it a self-balancing scooter, or others call it a hoverboard.
That's perhaps because it looks like a skateboard, but it's a bit different, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is a bit different, and we'll be finding out more about hoverboards in a moment. But first, it's time for our quiz question. I'm going to make a statement, and I want you to tell me, Finn, if it's true or false, OK?
OK.
Here in the UK, it's illegal to ride a hoverboard on the pavement. Is that true or false, Finn? What do you think?
Well, I've actually seen someone riding a hoverboard on the pavement, so I'll say it's false. I think it's legal to ride one on the pavement.
OK, then we'll see if you're right at the end of the programme.
OK, so, Neil, have you ever tried riding on a hoverboard?
No, I haven't, but I would like to give it a go.
Yeah.
It looks like a skateboard, but it is different. It moves differently, and it goes in a different direction. It goes sideways.
Yes, and, you know, the other big difference is that it is motorised. And when you change your balance, the wheels turn. So when you lean forwards, you move forwards. And when you lean back, you slow down and stop. And if you lean even further back, then you actually move backwards.
Yeah, so it's hard to keep your balance. Like a skateboard, you need to practice to get good at this.
And I'm no good at skateboards. And I think, you know, if you don't practice, you'll fall off the hoverboard lots of times.
BBC reporter Emma Ailes has tried a hoverboard. Who else has tried one of these rideables? Listen to her report.
So you may have seen in recent weeks celebrities like Justin Bieber and Lily Allen riding one of these. It's a self-balancing transportation device, or some people call them rideables. I've never had a go, but I'm going to integrate one into my life for the next couple of days and see how I get on.
And that was the BBC reporter Emma Ailes. She said that she's going to integrate riding a hoverboard into her everyday life, and so perhaps she'll travel to the BBC on a hoverboard. Now, to integrate means to combine things to make them more efficient.
Or maybe she'll go shopping on a hoverboard. Now, she talked about celebrities, famous people who are using hoverboards.
Yeah, she mentioned two celebrities, singers Lily Allen, who's British, and Justin Bieber. He's from Canada. So people are using hoverboards all over the world.
Neil, you were telling me about a guy you saw last weekend.
Yes, I was at a shopping centre and there were all these kids, teenagers, watching this guy using a hoverboard. Of course, they all wanted to try it. You could hear them shouting, "Can I have a go? Can I have a go? Can I have a go?" Now, to have a go means to try something.
Yes. Now, what was our reporter's experience of using a hoverboard? How did she get on? Did she learn how to use it? Did she enjoy using it?
So overall, this is really good fun and I definitely recommend giving it a go. But there are some downsides. It's really heavy, it's illegal to use it on the pavement, and it's quite embarrassing being stared at. So are two wheels better than two legs? For me, probably not.
So that was the BBC reporter, Emma, once again. And she tried to use the two wheels of the hoverboard to move around, but she said she prefers moving with her two legs.
But she did say this about using a hoverboard. It's good fun, and she definitely recommends that people try it. They should give it a go.
But she said there are also some downsides, some bad things. First, it's heavy.
Yes, it's not very easy carrying a heavy hoverboard.
Also, when she uses it, everyone looks at her and they don't stop looking. They stare at her and she says, that's embarrassing.
And there is one more downside about using a self-balancing scooter. And this is also the answer to our quiz question. I asked if it's true or false that it's illegal to ride a hoverboard on the pavement in the UK.
And I said that it's false.
And you are wrong.
Oh, right.
Yes, it's illegal. There is a law about that.
Yes, I realise I guessed the wrong answer when I heard that clip from Emma's report there.
Yes, their use is illegal under Section 72 of the Highway Act of 1835 for use on the public pavements and roads in the UK.
Oh, very impressive, Neil. Now, you can use a hoverboard, I've heard, on private property if you have permission from the owner, but not on public pavements and roads.
Okay, well, next time you see your friend Justin Bieber, Finn, tell him that.
I will. Now, that's all for today. Please do join us again soon.
Please do, and let's hear the words before we go.
Okay, we heard device, balance, pavement, scooter, skateboard, celebrities, to get on, to have a go, illegal, and private property. That is it now. We will see you next time.
Goodbye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.